beautiful, like a thousand sunsets, yet filled with the angst and struggles of so much time and so many things. That's what this place felt like after you had left. To dramatize would never be enough, because it was never the same again. Not even once. I never looked back. I only looked for you, because that's what it means to fall in love. That's what it means to be truly enamored by someone, truly lost in their gaze, hopeful for their smile, and so much that words could never convey. I tried to do that. Those words, those passions, those feelings put into smaller, more compact, compartmentalized feelings. We push them away, those raw feelings, because when you love someone that much, what will it feel like if they just disappear? That's the kind of feeling I always feared the most. I dreaded it, like drawing my last breath, but that would be easy in comparison to watching you draw yours. I selfishly wanted to go on seeing you thriving, enjoying yourself, but then what? I've thought about it maybe a million times, maybe a million times a million. But even then, what is an author to do when the rain doesn't shine, when the sun is covered by clouds that make it so aesthetically pleasing, but so painful, like art in every single word, like love in every single touch? Do you like it so far? It's what I plan to do with my presentation, my understanding of things. It's basic at best, but hearing that you like it, that you believe in it, is more than enough. Did it feel real? Did the words instill some sort of feeling with you? How strange. You really are the only one who understands me, but even then, a chance meeting, our chance life together. I do feel those fears, those wants, those desires. When I grab you by the waist, sure, it's euphoria. Euphoric in the utmost. But I fear, what if that side of you, what if that's not everything? What if I'm denying you some greater love? What if I'm not good enough? You don't need to say that, but I know how you feel. I'm thankful to be good enough for you then. But I still worry for it. I beg for it. I long for it. And your touch, even just your hand, cool against my face, is enough to make my heart beat faster, is enough to make me feel so alive, so vibrantly in love. Love is so difficult, isn't it? Feelings you can hardly control, as crazy as a storm, but as warm as a sun on a happy day. But even then, I worry about mortality and things like that. The future just seems so vague, don't you think? As if everything we've ever done was just a step in some greater scheme. Or is it all for nothing? Is it all for love? I certainly find my purpose to be best suited to you. I appreciate your support and your love. You're really special. I'll never understand how you can stomach my long ramblings or worries and art and writing and all of it. Each word at the tip of my tongue never comes close to the words I want to speak. I want to act with you. Each kiss, a somber reminder that I have so much to learn, that I'm still just barely understanding what it means to truly love someone. And each day I fall deeper in that pit of obsession, and I wonder if I'm going insane. Every time I look in your eyes, I wonder that. Every time I hear your heart sing, it makes mine. I form a lovely little duet when I love so much to hear the sound of your breathing first thing in the morning after escaping from the realm of dreams. The way that you'll drift off to sleep in my arms like this. Good morning. I know. You probably never thought it would be like this. Neither did I. Not even once. I know that sounds bizarre, maybe a bit depressing, but I never thought I would meet someone who would click with me as much as you. I never thought that these things were real. I never thought they were meant for me. They were just in storybooks until you came out of the pages and you touched me. Not in that way, but also in that way. The way you made me want, the way you made me need. I couldn't ask for a more complete and wonderful introduction into love, and hopefully you'll be mine forever, that I never have to know true heartbreak, that neither of us will ever know mortality, and that somehow by some miracle we'll skip that part. That somehow I'll be able to kiss you forever until the stars burn out and the sky dims to nothing. I would still want to be here with you, writing silly poems, making books that don't make any sense, and possibly being the most melodramatic author to ever exist. I want to put these feelings down on paper. The earnest feelings, the terrifying ones, all wrapped up into a strange little gift, an ode to you. That's what my art has always been. That's what I have always wanted to be. Myself, unapologetically, of course, but to be something more, to make something more. To not just make art, but make feelings. And I want that to be what I do, inside and out and everywhere else. I want it to permeate, like when your skin crawls or your hair stands on end. I want to be the opposite of that, the unnerving, but instead the comforting. That's what I want to be for you. That much comfort, the one that makes your heart leap with excitement instead of fear. As someone with grave anxiety and struggles every single day, I've never once thought of you as a burden. I've never once thought of your struggles as adding on to my own. If anything, you've helped me find myself, my passion. I feel so free with you. Maybe that's why you do such poetic justice in making me feel alive and well. No matter how sick I get, no matter how much I lose my mind, you always find a place of peace to take me. Whether it's just your favorite place or small restaurant on the side of nowhere. I like going on those drives with you, endlessly into the night, where we just hear the droning and groaning of the road below, all the way from sunup to sundown, just existing together. Hours without words, but we know the meaning. Passion. Passion unapologetically. That's why when I touch you, I want it to inspire you. That's why when I share my passion, my art, my words, my stories, I want them to mean something even greater than they try to mean. I want the feeling to permeate like a thousand warm embraces like this. I want it to feel genuine above anything else. Because every word in this, every word I've ever spoken, ever written, ever composed, has always been about you. I just didn't know it yet. I never knew it until I found my way to you. Until we met on that rainy day at that bus stop. Just existing as two humans under the same sun that wasn't shining that day. I had a lot of thoughts when I first met you, but not one of them was negative. Not even a single one. Well, except for maybe that you looked like a mess. But it was the truth, wasn't it? I think I looked like one too. It must have been my worst day, but you found something in me. Just like I found so much in you as well. That's why I'm thankful. I thank my lucky stars. I thank every day and whatever beings exist up there, if any, that I was able to find you. That I was able, by pure chance or fate, to see your smile every day. To feel your warmth every day now. To live with you. To feel you with me. Go on dates and find new things to celebrate, new things to inspire, new things to be so happy and free about. I never thought I deserved that. I never thought in a million years that I would see someone so wonderful, let alone talk to you, let alone hold you like this. I always thought it was empty. That I was going to write my perfect romance only to never experience. Little did I know that you would come bombarding into my life like a rocket shell flying into the sky to form a beautiful firework. You always inspire me. You make me feel so happy, so fulfilled, so wonderful. I can't put it in a poetic way because you steal my words halfway as they're out through my brain, and then you'll say something to finish my sentence. Deep down, every word I want you to know is a love song just for you. A love song you deserve without any shadows or doubts or anything unsightly like that. Every kiss, every desire, every time I've wanted you. I'll never regret any of it, even if I still think I've got so long to go, so far to go before I'm a proper boyfriend, let alone something more. But I want to be more. I want to be to you the greatest poem in living form. That feeling that you get when you read a story and you feel so immersed that you're happy when the character is happy, you're sad when they're sad. I want to inspire that, but in our relationship and not through someone else. I want to selfishly enjoy my time with you. I want to feel like we're the main characters of our own life. I know how many times it's derailed, how much struggle we've had, barely surviving, but I wouldn't trade it for the world and all the money in it, and all the fame in it, and all the success in it. Wouldn't be worth it if not with you. That's why. If there is a day that we find that success, if there is a day that life treats us in such a way, I'll be thankful, sure, but it pales in comparison to that glorious day that I met you. That wonderful feeling on that uncomfortable bus stop that I'll never forget, and I'll treasure that sore rump that I had because it was the one that led me to you. That rainstorm, I think, every drop of water that came crying down from the sky, that terrible day that turned into something so wonderful as the clouds cleared, I found myself truly happy for what felt like the first time in my life. I thought I knew what happiness was. I thought I understood it fundamentally, and perhaps in some ways I did, but I never truly felt it like I felt with you. I never truly ever understood how much I was lacking until I could look into your eyes and see something so much more beautiful, so much more special. Love without limits, passion without end, and the feeling that I'm not alone anymore. And that you could feel safe made my heart swell with excitement, with passion that I could only ever put into words, that I thought could only ever be expressed that way. But then I learned that that was just the tip of the iceberg. That every ounce of my being, every single word and phrase that I had painstakingly learned in my days in school and college, none of them mattered. None of them could convey it. None of them could even begin to claim what you have taught me no class can teach. The worst of all these feelings in a single kiss. And that was the most poetic justice I've ever felt. From our first kiss to the one we just had, they never lost that feeling of crescendo, of the most wonderful page in a book, magnified a millionfold. And that's what it is to kiss you. That's what it is to love you. That's what it is to take my hands and place them on you. Caress you like you're the greatest treasure in the world, because you are to me. Romance, for all of the novels that I studied, that I loved growing up, there was none of them that can compare. I thought that storybook romances never happened, but they did with you. And for that, I will never take for granted. Not a single day of our time, not a single second spent with you. You are my centerpiece to the greatest story I ever want to be a part of, and that is life with you. That is passion with you. That is a feeling of true love that I never thought I could have with anything or anyone or any way. You're my saving grace as much as you are my truest passion. I must sound like a psychopath sometimes, how I talk about things. I'm glad you like it. In fact, I'm ecstatic that you like it. I'm glad you do. Last thing I would like to do is estrange you, because I love you. And I mean it in the way that those words pale in comparison to what I feel to you. My heart beats faster every time I think of you. So staring at you like this is practically dangerous for how much it makes my heart beat. I want you so bad. I need you so bad. And the passion, I want you to feel it with me. I want you to know just how much I live for you, for this moment, for our moment, for everything that I've ever been able to enrich in your life. I'm thankful for it. Every kiss feels more special. And every moment feels more intense and intimate. And every tear shed in pure love shows that fairy tales are so much more than just that. We are more than fiction. We are more than mere words on a paper. We are true. We are in love. Unapologetically, aren't we? My poem, my song, my most precious inspiration. My baby and my lover. My every little detail in between. I'm thankful. I'm so thankful to have you. I'm so thankful that it wasn't anyone else, because there's no one who could ever have so much trust and love and passion and truth. No one could make me feel like this. Wouldn't you like me? Be selfish. Believe it or not, I've always enjoyed when you are selfish. That side to you always struck me as quite fixating, quite enamoring, like something you can't look away from. And yet, you always made me feel like I was the centerpiece to my own life, which I never felt before. I never knew how to react to that. And look at me, rambling on, boring such a cute soul. My wondrous crow to read the words, talk the harbinge and make feelings more than feelings. May I? I'd like to write a story of actions, ones that burn into your memory with every touch, of how much I truly enjoy our time, how much I want you, put into every quivering touch. Do you? Do I make you feel? Do I make you smile? Darling. You're everything I ever wanted. Everything I could ever dream. And I want to feel with you again. I want to know what it's like to be even more alive. Even more caught in this lust and love and passion. I could cry, I'm so happy. And each tear would be like diamonds because you made me feel them. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I love you more than everything. I want you. I need you. I love you, I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I love you. I love you, and I will never, ever stop. And you will never, ever lose me. I swear.
on my life and on my love for you. And I regret nothing, no matter what that hazy future has in store. I will hold your hand. I will kiss you. And I will make you mine forevermore. I could write stories about how gorgeous your body is, how wonderful it is to touch you, how every time you squirm and every time you have my name on your breath, my kiss on your lips, you look more attractive than anything in fiction. Anything in my imagination is swallowed up by you. And that's saying something. Someone who writes romance novels has to be able to imagine beautiful people, but they pale in comparison to you. The way your body matches mine, the way I can hold you just right, the way your hands match up, the way your skin has the most wonderful flavor. Might I take you too far with me? Every touch with greed as much as love. I live for such things as hearing your breath come a little quicker to match mine, to feel your arousal as much as your intention, as much as your gorgeous voice escaping. Everything with a purpose. Everything with true love behind every kiss. Such a wonderful and gorgeous take on how a human body could be, but only you could ever reach this height. Let me feel you more. Myself in it, and you do too. Would it still be acceptable? How much you relax for me, how adorable your voice escapes, every single word, mismatch of gorgeous sounds I never want to forget. Tell me, does me being so close feel so good? Does it make you feel something you couldn't feel anywhere else? I certainly hope it feels like a breath of fresh air, like a touch intended with love and taste and feeling, and that it doesn't feel like baseless lust. That it's intentioned and beautiful and artistic and not just some baser form of love, some cheapening of it. I want it to be true. Will you let me express my love to you in a poem of physical touch, in a poem of love and want and need, in art that we make together? I would love nothing more than to show you that art of us becoming one. Nothing, and I mean nothing, would make me happier than that. You are the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I wish only to make you feel in the best way you deserve. I love every time your naughty nether lips quiver for me. I feel it against me. Do my fingers feel that good? Exploring you, caressing you, making love in the smaller sense. Your hands against me feel lovely. Even through the clothing, I can feel how much you want me. In every clumsy touch, it's sexy in ways that more intention love could never reach. Because there's that measure of excitement, that measure of glow and wanting more, that test of desire even further, enveloping every touch. You're hot and steamy, and I am too. Beads of sweat, as delectable as your arousal filling the air. You can feel my free against your fingertips, can't you? My beautiful love. I want it so badly. I want you so badly. I want to touch you more and be touched by you more. So fairly and unfairly, the arousal that does not stop. No matter how far we go down, we find a deeper, more sensual way of touching each other. Like a fine wine, it keeps getting better. The more we test, the more we practice, the more we savor. Oh my God. You feel so good. Everything you do feels so good. Do you like when I touch you with all the need in my body? I love it so much that we're so well matched in sex that I can torment you just as much as you do to me. Embrace yourself, because I have an appetite to see how loud you can moan my name. By sounds of it, you feel the same way, don't you? You taste so good. Do I as well? Yeah. Fuck. Oh, the way you touch my cock, the way that you keep worshiping my dick, it's almost too much. Feels too good. Don't think I won't return the favor. Oh my God. Oh, the way you suck it. Oh, does it feel good? Does it feel good? Like wild animals. Oh, like mating the most carnally. Oh my God. I want you so bad. I need you so bad. I lost myself, and how wonderful you make me feel. Wonderful. I want to make you feel. I hope I made you feel. Oh, but I don't want it to end like that. What is a story without a finale to remember? Now we're both sensitive. Oh, you're so tight, especially when you're caught mid-orgasm. Oh, God. Don't move, baby, don't move. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God, you feel so good. Oh, embrace me, won't you? In this wonderful moment, let's become one. My only love. My favorite story ever is the one where you say you love me. I love you too, darling. Oh, it feels so good being inside you, being one with you, baby. Oh, God. I need to hold back. I'm going to come inside of you so deep and so fast. I want to savor your insides. I want to savor your moans and the feelings of your pleasure on me. I want to savor everything with you. Oh, fuck. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I love you so much. I love you so much. Please feel for me. Please love me forever and never leave. I'm in a cup. Come with me, baby. Come with me, baby. Fuck.
Fuck.
Perhaps was that too short of a lovemaking session for you? I worry every time with how good you make me feel. I want to make sure the opposite is true as well. I'll never let you go unsatisfied, because your pleasure is much more wonderful than my own. I know you must feel the same way, but I enjoy it every second. You needn't worry about that. Did you really truly enjoy yourself? You swear. Then I have no choice but to believe you, and I will. Always. It's everything to me that you can feel safe and loved, and more, even more, that we can transcend the boundaries that most people have and make it a love worth so much more. A love that makes your heart race no matter where you are and what you do. A love that never, ever would stop. I love you so much. You're everything. Everything to me. Your soul is so beautiful. The way that you always manage to make me feel. When nothing seems to be able to sometimes. For as good as days are, some just lack that special something. And you make it feel so, so wonderful. I love you. I always will. No matter who you choose to be, I will be yours.